Coalition superiority was overwhelming, but the airmen were running out of targets.
Late in January, we came to the lower part of the list. It wasn't high priority, the bunker in the Alfredis area of Baghdad.
This was a two-weapon salvo. This is not a video game.
See where the blast and the fire had been, and they were pulling bodies out.
The bunker was a public air raid shelter.
On top of the water, there was about an inch of scum, of flesh, of boiled flesh, of burnt flesh.
The bunker that was attacked last night was a military target.
I knew my wife and my children. Is that fair? Nobody say something. Something's messed up.
When the missile fell on the upper floor, the doors were closed because of the pressure of the bombing. The people had nowhere to go out. Two cold water containers as well as two boilers exploded. As in the upper floor, people were burned to death. Here in the lower floor, people died in very high degree of boiling water. Here you can see the water level which flooded the lower floor. On the walls, you can see the remains of hair, of human flesh, and some parts of the body. Just imagine the feeling of the people who were boiled to death. Each day at 4 o'clock, they had to close the doors so that no more people would be accepted. So at least there was 1,000 or 200 people there.
The Alfredo bunker hit gave us a major public relations and political problem. I mean, it stopped everything we were doing for about a day and a half.
We wondered momentarily if, in fact, there was some sort of a propaganda ploy.
The guy in the States told him, "Are you sure that these bodies came from this bunker, or were they gathered from other places to be put here so that you would film them?"
People told us that the British and the Americans were savages, animals, and criminals. This man said that 11 of his family were in the shelter.
People stopped using the shelters after what happened to Amri, because what's the use?
There's a demonstration in Iraq to an awful lot of Iraqis as to how vulnerable they really are.
Did that incident have any effect on the conduct of the war?
At the risk of sounding heartless, no.